Welcome back to the Wolf of Queen Street podcast series. Welcome back to the audio of the video series. But one of the short videos today, myself, Lawrence Lotz, joined by Kieran Headley. And one of the trendy, niche, big things out in the world that people are trying to figure out is, what are NFTs? So Kieran, as an investor and as an understanding, can you tell me simply, what is an NFT?
Yeah, so NFT standing for non-fungible token. Of course, many people have heard about them, but many people don't understand them. I mean, why would I own a digital piece of art on my laptop or on my computer and spend thousands of dollars on it, right? That's a mind-blowing thing. Mm-hmm. So you look at something like CryptoPunks, which is this digital good, right? It's literally this pixelated little head of some dude that looks like it's from the 1980s. And people brought this, or quote unquote minted it, which means you buy it from the source website, for like between 500 and $1,000 US. And then now they're selling for millions of dollars 4 years later, which is just crazy, right? Now, what this is essentially it's a digital good that exists on the blockchain the same way as your cryptocurrency exists on the blockchain. So the most popular blockchain that you can actually purchase NFTs through is the Ethereum blockchain. So now many people would not understand Ethereum, which means that if you buy a Ethereum-based NFT, it's going to exist in your wallet on the Ethereum blockchain. So now, once it's on the blockchain, you have complete ownership of this, and you can do whatever you want with it. This doesn't necessarily have to be a piece of art. It can be a GIF. It can be a piece of property even. It can be various things. And a lot of these NFTs also as well will have utility factors tied into what you call a smart contract, which we can get into if you're interested as well.
That's awesome, Kieran. You know, so quite simply, it's a product. I'm going to use the word product that sits on the blockchain that people can purchase. Now, obviously, at the moment, trending is this whole, it's photos, it's JPEGs, it's artwork and everything else. But fundamentally, it's a product that sits on the blockchain that can people buy. Is it only on the Ethereum blockchain, or is that the sort of the favorite one to go across?
So that's a favorite one because it's the original where the first NFTs started to come to the surface, such as my Curio cards, which is the very first NFT project that came out. And then from there, since then, it's been diversified to, you can go onto Cardano, you can go onto Binance, you can go onto Solana. And these different blockchains also have possibilities to purchase NFT goods and trade them as well. Digital goods and trade them as well.
Oh, that's awesome, Kieran. And I hope to anyone that's listening at the moment around this, that gives you a bit of a clearer insight to what actually an NFT is and where it sits on. You know, as we said, the Ethereum blockchain is the more popular choice. Doesn't mean it's the only one. It doesn't mean it's just a JPEG or photo. It could also, you know, we talked about property. We spoke about realty a couple of months ago as well on the show. And hope if you've got any other questions as well around NFTs or these details, to reach out to myself or actually reach out to Kieran. He's a specialist as an investor. I'm still learning about this. I still get totally confused. And his details will be in the description, depending where you're listening to or where you're watching at the moment. But Kieran, thanks for coming over for one of the nuggets.
Yeah, thank you very much.